Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of I Stand at the Door. This episode's coming in a little late, and babe, why is that?
Because we have a newborn baby, and we took a three-hour nap after church today.
We've taken a three-hour nap, like...
Pretty much any day that Hayden doesn't work, we take a three-hour nap.
And it doesn't do anything. It doesn't work, so
well, it's because usually we can hear the baby, like, going, eh. He, like, makes his little noises, and it kind of keeps us awake.
Yeah, but it's fun. He's growing good. He's cute as can be, and it's fun being parents. So, yeah, today we have an awesome, well, a good subject that I was thinking about this last week when I was mountain biking, and it's a subject that I've thought about before, but I feel impressed. And I don't know if I've shared it on the podcast yet, but I want to talk about this. So, to kind of set it up, when you're mountain biking, there is a lot of obstacles. There, you know, mountain bikes are pretty good nowadays where they can go over most obstacles, but sometimes some of them are too big. There can be gravel, sand, giant rocks, logs, things like that, anything. It could be a skinny trail. You have to really, you know, stay in the center of the trail or over to the safe side. And there's a lot of things that could go wrong, especially if you're going at high speeds. And one thing that I learned is that if you focus on the obstacles, then you're more likely to hit the obstacles. And it reminds me of there was this, I can't remember who it was. I think his name's Dean Graziosi, but he's like a real estate guy. And I went to a real estate course a while ago, and he talked about how he was on like a church group, church group adventure. I don't know.
Like a mission trip?
Excursion. No, it's like an excursion with like young men.
Okay.
But he's not LDS. And they went river rafting. And one of the things that the river raft guide told them is that he is never to point at the obstacles, but whenever he points, he's always going to be pointing on the way to go and to make sure that other people aren't pointing at the obstacles. Because what happens is when you put your attention towards the obstacles, you'll eventually just kind of drift over to them. And I think there's some significant things, especially when it comes to overcoming pornography, that we can learn from this sort of analogy. What do you think, babe?
I think the first kind of concept that comes to my mind when we talk about this is the difference between like short term and long term. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at these obstacles that are right in front of you and you're kind of focusing on them, trying to avoid them, that feels like a very short term thing. Like it feels like you're kind of I have like this analogy in my head, but I don't think it makes sense, so I'm not going to say it. But I mean, you don't have any like long term goal. You're just trying to like skip over the things that are right in front
of you. You're trying just not to fall. Like that's right. Your goal is to not fall.
Exactly. But if you have a goal of like, oh, I'm going to get to the end of this mountain bike trail safely, and you mm-hmm. just are looking at where you want to go, that feels like a more long-term thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of like a really key element of the whole battle against pornography is like, this is a long-term thing that like we're trying to become somebody who, mm-hmm. you know, who doesn't
lust after someone or
yeah mm-hmm. but who also doesn't get tripped up over one mistake, right? Mm-hmm. Or two mistakes, and so
or doesn't let their triggers own them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like a longer focus, and that's the way that I think the Lord looks at it too.
Mm-hmm. I remember one specific time where I was in Moab. We were doing this ride called the Whole Enchilada. It was freaking awesome. It was like 26 miles, something like that, 26-28 miles, and it took a lot of hours. And what happened was we were going down and it was pretty sketchy. Like it was pretty rough terrain and hard, but I was just in the mode of like, I'm mountain biking. I'm just mountain biking. I wasn't thinking about anything other than just properly mountain biking and enjoying the time with my dad and his friends. Then we got to a spot where we stopped, we kind of drank for a second, and then someone said something like, be careful, this next part is sketchy. But it really wasn't any more sketchy than anything we'd already done. And what happened was I immediately started to go into this defensive mode where I was just worried about falling. And my goal went from, you know, just enjoying mountain biking and accomplishing the mission, which is to finish the trail and have a good time, to don't fall, don't fall, don't fall. And I started to look at all the obstacles and all the sketchy things. And I had just ridden, you know, a very difficult trail for probably 2 hours before, didn't have one fall. And in the next 15, 30 minutes, I fell twice, like pretty hard. And I think it was because I switched my gaze. I got too obsessed with the obstacles directly in front of me and this idea of not falling. And I look back to when I was, you know, deep in the fight of overcoming pornography, that I had that mindset for a long time too, where I was so worried about not looking at pornography that pornography became such a subject in my life that it was really hard to avoid because my attention was so much to it. And it's kind of funny because I have a podcast, we have a podcast on this, and we do firesides and stuff like this. But to be honest, I don't think about it every single day. Like, I don't think about not looking at pornography anymore. And that's where you want to get to, where you're just living your life and you're, you know, doing what the Lord wants you to do.
It's like, what if I told you, don't think about the color red right now? Don't.
You immediately
stop thinking about the color red. Don't think about it. Don't think about it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's the same thing with pornography. Is like, well, this is something that I struggle with, and this is something that defines me, and I need to not do it anymore, and I need to not think about it. Well, mm-hmm. you're just going to think about it a ton, right? Mm-hmm. So there was a scripture in the Doctrine and Covenants that we wanted to share that kind of goes along with this. It's in section 58, verse 27. And it says, "Verily I say, men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause and do many things of their own free will and bring to pass much righteousness." And the next verse says, "For the power is in them, wherein they are agents unto themselves. And inasmuch as men do good, they shall in no wise lose their reward." Mm-hmm. So I feel like there are so many things that you can spend your time doing that are good, mm-hmm. that are going to define you as a good person who is trying to become better and who is, you know, anxiously engaged in good causes, right? And the more we focus on those things and we make those things our goal, the more we're going to change from the inside out, right? We are agents unto ourselves, which means that we have the ability to choose and to act the way that we want to instead of being acted upon. And so focusing on those things is going to be like a more worthwhile activity than focusing on trying to stay away from negative things, right? Like, I kind of think of, I went to therapy for a while and I kind of go on and off sometimes. And I think this was when my husband was at boot camp. He was gone for about 6 months right after we got married, and it was super hard. And I remember telling my therapist, I feel like I'm trying to like run away from these like sad feelings, and that I'm constantly consumed by, like, I just, there's this darkness that I'm trying to run away from. Maybe not darkness, but just sadness, or like, you know, mm-hmm. the hard thing that I was going through. I was constantly trying to run away from it, which made me feel like I was focusing more on it. And my therapist and I talked about ways that I could try and just bring light into my life and bring happiness and goodness into my life and have other things that I was, that those were kind of my purposes, right? Mm-hmm. And that made a really big difference in the way that I felt and in the way that I viewed my life and in the person that I was becoming, because I wasn't just so focused on, you know, running away from like the bad emotions or mm-hmm. the uncomfortable emotions that I was feeling.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that going off what you're saying, that running away from something is one thing, but running towards something is something completely different. Where,
right.
And that's kind of what we're talking about. Like, this is one mindset that should be implemented in your toolbox, right? This isn't the episode that's end all be all or anything right. like that. Like, but this is just one, you know, specific thing that you can implement. And I think it depends on what level of your recovery you're at. At the very beginning, you might be doing a lot of that white knuckling, focusing on the problem and just trying to avoid it. But once you kind of graduate, this is the end goal, where you no longer are thinking about it. You're no longer just running away from pornography, but you're running towards different things like connection with others, a man or a woman that you love to be married one day, a connection towards God, running towards the temple or to other worthwhile activities that pornography just doesn't help you accomplish. And I have a testimony of this, that if you focus on the positive, the idea of seek and ye shall find is so true, that you end up where you're looking towards. And so when you kind of start getting a hold of things a little bit, you start seeing some improvement in your recovery with pornography. Just there's this part where you just kind of leave it behind and you just move forward into life. And the opposite of pornography is, you know, charity, service, love, you know, connection, true connection. And so if you start making those your goal instead of just not looking at porn, then I think you'll find some success. So whoever's listening that felt like this is something they need to implement into their mindset, just do it. Start and ask the Lord to help you to be able to change that mindset, because it's really hard to change from a, you know, avoiding and running away mindset to a productive running towards something that's good mindset. Any last thoughts, babe?
No, I just agree with what you said, that the Lord can help us to change the way that we think about things. And, you know, there are a lot of resources out there, like therapists and, like, you know, people that can kind of help you recognize when you're becoming a little bit more narrow-minded, but, turn to the Lord and he'll help you.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please let us know if you are still finding these podcasts helpful. I mean, are we, I'm just kind of sitting here, I'm like, are we, you know, adding more value to these podcasts? Like, or are we just kind of like repeating the same things over and over again? It's kind of hard because I have a lot of conversations and we have a lot of conversations about this. And so sometimes I'm like, do we talk about these things all the time? Like, are people just like, all right, dude, we get it. You've said this before. So let us know. I'm actually interested. But we appreciate you guys, and we think about you, and we pray that you will continue to be strengthened in your journey to become more like our Savior and to leave old things and cheap things behind. Till next week, keep it the good fight.